If you've ever been to the Grand Ole Opry, you have seen a circular piece of wood that's been inserted into the stage. That circle, of course, is from the Opry's previous home, across town at the Ryman Auditorium. The story of the home of the Opry is today's feature on the American Countryside.
Morton Buildings, the best in the construction business since 1903. If you're ready for a new farm storage facility, insulated workshop, hobby garage, horse barn, or custom home, Morton will provide the building you'll be proud to call your own. Contact us today during Building Value Days. It's the biggest sales event of the year. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best building at the best price. Find the building of your dreams at MortonBuildings.com.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
The Grand Ole Opry was housed at Nashville's Ryman Auditorium from 1943 to 1974. As Josh Brandenburg explains, the facility made a change in its relationship with the long-running show in the 1960s, though.
In 1963, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company bought the building, because up until that point, they were just paying rent to have Saturday nights booked. So they bought the building, and then we were branded as the Grand Ole Opry House.
At that point, the Ryman mostly just held the Opry itself, with a few other occasional shows taking the stage. When the Opry left for its new home across town in 1974, Josh says it was easy for some to paint the parent company as villains who had no heart or sense of history. He says that's unfair, though.
This building was not in good shape in 74. It was pretty worn down. There's no air conditioning. The dressing rooms were very uncomfortable. There are basically four dressing rooms here. The Opry and the insurance company, they wanted a better venue. They wanted air conditioning and more space.
And when the Opry left, many wondered what would happen to the old structure.
The Opry leaves, and we went dark for 19 years. We sat in a weird limbo. And yes, the Opry does come back. It came back the first time in 1999, and now every winter, the Opry is broadcast from this building.
The Ryman has been updated, but yet retains all of the charm and acoustical grandeur of its century-plus existence.
We all have 200, 250 concerts a year here, and we're always a daytime tourist attraction. It's an interesting place. There aren't a lot of venues you can go to where you can say, Harry Houdini did escape tricks here, Teddy Roosevelt spoke here, but we also had Roy Acuff do fiddle tricks here, and we had a cattle auction here.
It's a place that truly captures the past, present, and future of music, and much more. Traveling the Countryside in Nashville, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCrae.